Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Join Peace Outreach, where your host is Prophetess Overseer Sadie Elliott. So glad you have stopped by the air today. We have an exciting topic, but before we start, we'll have a few moments of prayer. Well, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this broadcast, to Heavenly Father. We thank you for the title that you have given us today, that you can have power with the words that you speak. God, let it go forth today like never before. Let someone tune in, whether morning, evening, or night, to Heavenly Father, that this program will help them with the power of the words and the blessing that the power of the words will give to them. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today, the title is, you can have power with the words that you speak. Let no foul or pollute language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good and beneficiary to the spirit progress of others, as it is fitted to the need and the occasion, that it be a blessing and give grace to those who hear it. You know, as a Christian, you have an awesome responsibility to the words you speak. The Bible tells us that words are contained for power. You know, today as we go through our broadcast, you as a Christian have to choose your word carefully. You know, as a Christian, you have an awesome responsibility with regards to the words you speak. You know, there is an abundance of discouragement coming from the world. But have you the great privilege of bringing encouragement to others by being positive in a negative world? It can be difficult, however. So I encourage you to ask God today to help you choose words that will bring positive change in the lives of others and in your own life today. You have to watch the words that you say. You know, when we think about it, just think for a few minutes. Think of, as the words you speak, think of purpose. And the word of God says in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. it shall not return to me void. And when you think about that, with producing any effect unless, but it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. You know, the prophets were mouthpieces for God. They were called to speak God's word to people, situations, cities, dry bones, mountains, or whatever God told them to speak to. Think about that as you read the scriptures. Feel that God ordained mission. They had to be submitted to the Lord. Their mouth had to be his. Are your mouth today God? Are you listening to what God say to say? Or are you listening to what people say to say? If you desire the words of your mouth to carry God's power, your mouth must belong to him. You know, usually people who have verbal gifts also have some glaring weakness in the area of their mouth. If you desire to be used by God, you need to allow him alone, to deal with you concerning your mouth and what comes out of it. When you speak his words, they will accomplish their purpose and will never return void. That means when you are speaking God's word, your word have, as you go forward somewhere today, think before you speak. You know, they used to tell us as we was coming up, count to 10 and think before you open your mouth. Because when them words come out of your mouth, your words is just like somebody had a gun or something to your head or whatever. Because you just can't take that back once those words have come out of your mouth. So today I say, go to Psalm 141 and 3. The word of God says, set a guard, O Lord, before my mouth. That means my mouth, your mouth. Keep watch at the door of my lips. That includes my lips and your lips. We need to watch what we're saying out of this mouth. Have you ever said something that hurt someone else? Or perhaps caused unfavorable consequence for yourself? I know I have. For years, I just said whatever I felt like saying. But thank God, I have learned that words are powerful. What you say has the power to impact your life and the lives of others, for good or bad. So it is wise to think about what you're going to say before you say it. Sometimes you might need to write it down, like I do for my broadcast. Write it down, jot it down, go through it, go over it, because a lot of times, sometimes we think the first thing come to our mind, but is that right? Is that what God wants us to say? We need to go to God and ask him for direction. Should I approach this situation this way? Should I go that way? But God, you direct me. How should I handle it? You know, you should speak only words of encouragement to a person that will build people up and make them feel better. You get many opportunities every day to put this into practice. But it requires real discipline and determination. Do you have real discipline today in your life and determination? You may have been hurt by someone's word. And how many times we, as men and women of God, not just as ministers, but men and women of God, have been hurt by someone's words. It may not seem to them that it means nothing, but you know, people can say some awful and horrible things to you that would hurt you, that would hurt relationships with families, with husband and wives, with co-workers. Just think about it. Or perhaps you have hurt someone with your words yourself. But you can change that starting today. It would take prayer and discipline. But God would help you develop and exercise control over the words that you speak today. Think about that. Should I say this to that person? Should I say that? Should I be humble, keep my mouth closed? Oh, what? How you want me to handle that situation today, Lord? Somebody that said something that made you hot as fish grease. But process, you got to think of it. Wait a minute. Like they had the little bands going around a couple of years. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus say? Just think about it. God, go to God. What would you have me to say, God? I know I have the power when I speak coming out of my mouth. But I want the right words to come out of my mouth, that I will be a blessing to someone. So that's what we have to do. And if we have anybody on the line that would like to say something this morning, please feel free to hit one on your keypad. I would love to hear from you this morning. My lines are lit up. And if you just want to listen, I thank God for that today too. You know, we have to speak words of wisdom. And when I went to Matthew's, the 17th chapter and the 34th verse, I read, "For out of the fullness," that meaning the overflow, the super abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. And you know, we've been studying on supernatural, and I'm thinking and talking about super abundance right now. You know, it's challenging to say right things when you feel totally wrong. When your emotions are running high or low, you are tempted to speak emotional rather than sensible. But you must allow wisdom to rise above emotion. You know, our emotion can flare up in a minute. Before we even think, our emotion have come up. But we have to remember, we have that power of words coming out of our mouth. You know, God spoke about non-existent things as if they already existed. And he created the world with faith, via words. Now just think about it. If he had not created this world with faith, via words, anything might be going on right now. Anything might be happening. I have someone that would like to speak to us. Hold on, I'm just going to bring you on. Call of area code 501. Caller, you're now on the air. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Would you like to say something this morning about the topic? You can have power with the words that you speak?
Yep. Sometimes, you know, with me personally, it ain't just the words I speak. Sometimes my actions can get out of hand. Because I have had people who do me wrong, especially in the church, from the pastor on down. And my first thought was to go up there and kick some butt. I'm just keeping it 100% real. I'm just being real. I mean, this is inside the church. And I found that to be disrespectful to me and my family, because here I am thinking, like, this is a man of God. It was a male. A man of God who so-called took me under their wing, but didn't. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm thinking to myself, I'm new to this. This is about 10 years ago. And I'm coming to y'all for guidance, but y'all talking bad behind my back? Really? And it got so bad when my family got involved, they lied to them. So I really got heated. I was hiding in this volcano tornado, wanting to do some damage. But my mom said, you got to forgive them people. Like, I ain't giving nobody, they didn't hurt me. No, I was just stubborn. But after a few years passed, I talked to God about it, and God said, give them a call. If they don't answer their phone, leave them a message. And then when I did that, I felt a whole lot better. I really did. I mean, because they don't know it, but God saved them from a butt kicking. I'm just kidding. But they're not worth it. I said, you know what, God, I know you're worth it. If I don't forgive, you won't forgive me. And I want your forgiveness, no matter what I do and what I say or even what I think. So when I did that, I felt a whole lot better, and I kept it moving. But in the future times, I watched for immaturity of the church. And I said, okay, I've been here before. It ain't going to happen again. I'm going to stop in its tracks. And I have, because it had come to me from different churches. But, you know, I just want to say all that to say this, that we got to forgive folks who do us wrong because God wants us to.
That's right.
That's it.
Yep. You have to forgive them. And a lot of times you want to say something, and the flesh will jump up, arise in a minute. But you need to go to God and say, okay, God, how would you handle this situation? I don't want to be out of turn, and I'm glad God spoke to you. And where you didn't go off in the body of Christ, did you let the Lord handle that situation? Even with your parent or your mother, you know, speaking to you. Because we have to be so careful of the words we speak. You know, we think about what other people say to us and how it hurt us. But in turn, just think about what you say to somebody else, how that wounded them. But when you go to God and ask him to direct your path, God will come in and that thing would be eased over so smooth. And you say, God, I am so thankful of letting you lead me what to say, what not to say, because the flesh would have did something that was unbecoming as a man, a woman of God. And I would never have been able to forgive myself right. You would forgive me, but every time I would see that person, I was thinking about how foolish and a fool I was. How, you know, that wasn't becoming.
Yeah.
So, we have to watch the words we say.
Yeah, and
you know,
got real ugly.
Go ahead.
Well, I can say it also got kind of bad when they talked about my wife, too. And that right there was just crossing a line with me. Talking about my wife? What? Really? You must be tired of living. I told one guy, you are tired of living. Talk about my wife like you did last year. And he just stood there like I was crazy. I said, I'm dead serious. But I had to forgive him. And he's still alive. I'm good. No, he's still alive, world. But I mean, he's still alive. So I let God deal with him. So.
That's right. And see, that's what you have to do. You know, you have to think about the words you speak, and you will learn a lot about yourself when you just think a little while. You know, the enemy will say, ba 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 do 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 this, you know. But when you sit down and think about it just for a few minutes, God will calm you down. And when you open your mouth, you ask God, God, you speak through me. Move flesh out the way. Move the kernel. And let me go into the supernatural. Let me speak the articles of you with your words say. And if you're a man and a woman of God, studying, preaching, automatically a scripture going to come to mind or whatever God wants you to say. And when you're through with that, you're going to say, God, you know, I just thank you for being the bigger person, for giving me that power that was in my mouth, that I was fixing to do harm and evil. I thank you for the words that actually come out of my mouth through the power of God. I thank you that I was able to bless this person today and not curse him. You know, as Christian, you are God's representative. And your whole word should reflect his character, because we're made in the image of God. Meditating on the goodness of God will fill your heart with joy. And the words you speak will glorify him and be a testimony to others. See, by you letting God go through you. See, you can be a testimony today by what your flesh tells you to do, but what the Holy Ghost told you to do is a whole different ball game. And see, that make you feel better. Now you can look back on it and say, God, I just thank you for intervening in my life on that day. And you know, when you think about a word just like today, in season, Isaiah 50:4, and the word of God say, the Lord God has given me the tongue of a discipline and one who has taught that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakened me morning by morning. He awakened my ear to hear as a disciple, as one who is taught. Meaning, you're a servant of God. You don't have to just do everything that the enemy telling you to do. You know, you can bless people with the words of your mouth. You may not realize that what you didn't say by what you did say showed an impact. You know, the power of life and death is in the tongue. You'll find that in Proverbs 18:21. You know, therefore, you can speak life to others. A lot of people fear just because they're senior, they're looking out the outward appearance. But they don't know that heart. God know that heart. God know what's on the inside of you. And when you started speaking life to other people, to a dead situation, you know a man has joy in making an apart answer and a word spoken at the right moment. Think about how good it is. And when you think about it, when you edify or exalt, you are urging people forward in Christ. You can actually hold people back or encourage them forward just by your words. I know you and others that's on the line have experienced that. A lot of times people say things, they do things, and that flesh will rise up so quick, we'll get so high. But then we have to sit down. Wait a minute. That person is jealous. They don't know God like they say they do. They don't know the power that I have in my mouth. I have the power that God can bless them, or I have a power that will come out that they can be cursed. See, people don't know. They see you. You know, like I tell people, don't judge the book by its cover. Open up that book and read it, which is the word of God. Don't just say what you want to say, but have God given you what to say and how to say it? You know, when I think about it, what a tremendous honor to be used by God to lift up another. And when God have you to lift up somebody, don't you know that's giving God the glory, giving him the praise? Because it's not about us. It's all about him. Ask him to teach you today, to give you words in season that will heal and encourage and bless and edify others. You know, as I was thinking about it, my four parents would tell me, why wouldn't we pray? We don't know all the time what we're going to pray for, but we ask God when we go down in prayer. Give me the words to say, God, because me, prayer, I don't know what to ask for. I don't know what to say. I know what the flesh is thinking, but I don't want the wrong words to come out of my mouth. And when I say word in season, we do things just like in Ecclesiastes. It's a time and a place for all things. And it's a time and a place for all words. And we have the power to heal, to set free, to deliver with the words that come out of our mouth. You can have today power with the words that you speak. Don't ever think you don't have no power, because God have given you that power that nobody can give you. God gave you that power. And that's what you got to rely on, the power of the word of God. And as I go forward in this lesson today, God blessing into your life and to others. You can bless or curse yourself with your word. Don't you know you can stop your own blessing with your words? Negative. Stop speaking negative in your life. The past is the past. Start speaking positive. Start speaking the truth in your life. You can bring a blessing by speaking positive truth from God's word, or you can bring a curse by speaking negative. You know, Satan is a deceiver, and he tries to bring your trouble and then influence you to prophesy that same kind of trouble for your future. Let him know he a lie. Start speaking blessing on you and your family today, everyone that's listening. But you can choose to bless yourself if you mentally stop living in the past. Everything that have happened to you, young man, is in the past. Look to the future right now. You know, if you know, you can begin to think and speak in agreement with God. Take notice of the things you say, because what you say does matter to you and to your well-being. Say what you believe. Jesus will say, in your situation, and you will open the doors for the miracle working power of God by the words you speak. So today, our broadcast is on you can have power with the words that you speak. You can speak life or death from your own mouth. And if you want life, speak life into your life today. Don't speak things that should not be. speak blessings upon your family, upon yourself. Listen to God when he's speaking to you, because he will give you everything that you need. So today, our broadcast was on You Can Speak and Power with the Words That You Speak. His word. God called Jeremiah as a prophet to the nation, and he had to straighten out Jeremiah's mouth before he could use it. Just think about that. You'll find that in Jeremiah 1, 7 through 9. You can read it at your leisure. It is no different with you or I. You must understand that when God calls you to do something, you should not say you cannot do it. If God says you can, then you can. So often we speak out of our insecurity, or we verbalize what others have said about us, or what the devil has told us. Make a decision today that from now on you will say about yourself what God has said about you. You are made in his image and his likeness. Don't let anybody put you down anymore. Let God speak to your heart today, because he knows just what you need. Everything that you need come from God. So today, the words of life, think about it for a moment. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Do you have an idea what that really means today? It means you and I go through life with an awesome power, not unlike fire or electricity or nuclear energy right under our nose. It is an energy source that can produce death or life, depending on how it is used. With this power, you have the capacity for great good or great evil, for great benefit or great harm. You can use it to create death and destruction, or you can use it to create life and health. So today I say you can speak for sickness from your body. You can speak for disease from your body, disaster, or you can speak for healing, harmony, and exaltation, and edification. So this morning, I choose to speak life into every situation. So that is our program today. You can have power with the words that you speak. So start using that power that God has given to you today. Each and every person that will hear this broadcast today, I hope it have encouraged you, have enlightened you, have showed you the pathway of life. Just remember, power of the tongue. And they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it. You'll find that in Proverbs, the 18th chapter and the 24th verse. So that concludes our broadcast today. I want to thank everyone for coming on and sharing with us today, even those that may be working, that came on and just listened. You can have power with the words that you speak today. No matter what part of the world you're in, no matter what situation you find yourself in, no matter who come up against you today, speak. God, speak power in your life today. Have a good day. Bye-bye.